Chapter 11. To Build a Fire. It was quite cold that day, and Andy's right leg was soaked with ice-cold water from stepping in the sinkhole. We each ate a couple Butterfingers, which helped me feel not so guilty, but it didn't really warm us up much. Andy was pretty miserable with his wet foot, so I suggested that we make a little campfire right there on the floor of the treehouse. "You can't have a fire in a treehouse," Andy said. "It's made out of wood. It'll burn." "Not if we make a ring of snow around it." "The snow will just melt." "Yeah, and the floor will get wet, so it can't burn. And if it gets out of control, we can just throw more snow on it." Andy wasn't so sure about that. But I can be very convincing. My position was highly logical, and it's hard to argue with logic. We climbed down the tree and gathered some dry twigs and branches and carried them back up to the treehouse and piled them in the middle of the floor. We scooped a few armloads of snow off the roof and packed it into a ring around the wood, then stuffed some candy wrappers and the Sunday comic section into the twigs. "I don't know about this," Andy said. "It'll be okay," I said, pulling a book of matches from my jacket pocket. "You never know when you might need a fire." One of my all-time favorite stories is To Build a Fire by Jack London. A man in the Arctic wilderness falls through the ice into a stream and gets his legs soaked. He has to build a fire fast or he'll freeze to death. I won't tell you what happens in the end, but it is very interesting. I lit the fire, and it was very exciting because the Butterfinger wrappers burned fast and flaming bits of paper floated up and started landing where they shouldn't. We quickly stomped them out, and the fire settled down and started to behave itself. Once it calmed down, Andy took off his wet boot and sock and put his foot near the fire. "That feels good," he said. After a few minutes, it started to get pretty smoky. Some of it went out the windows and door, but most of the smoke wanted to hang around. As long as we kept our faces close to the floor, we were okay. Andy stretched out on his back, toasting his foot like a marshmallow. He was on his third Butterfinger.